Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 53, and this is the last episode of 2019 of the Crippled Crisp Review.
So we did a Crippled Crisp Review every week. If you can,
almost every week. But the last couple of weeks, we have maintained a good Wednesday podcast.
We've made a good comeback.
Yeah. And I think that's also our plan for 2020, right? We're going to talk about the rest of our plans later on in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should first talk about the
crisps.
We have crisps.
What kind of crisps? You got them.
Yeah, it's... Can you hand me over the bag,
yes,
please? It is... I'm going to first say it in Dutch, and then I'm going to translate it on the fly. It is patatje kruidige frietsaus smaak chips. So it's fry. It's mostly about a special spice and herb mixture fry sauce. For fries, flavor.
It's a condiment, right?
It's a condiment.
Yuppie sauce.
Yuppie sauce. But yeah. Yuppie sauce is... the word yuppie is
probably copyrighted.
Trademarked. So they couldn't call it that. So this is the cheaper option for this. And
okay,
I'm very excited. So I just rip it open.
Yes.
It's from...
Let's try it out.
It's from Snack Day. And we have mixed feelings about Snack Day.
Yeah, we have done some Snack Day crisps.
Yeah. To be honest,
some were good.
They smell very patatje yoppie. So
okay,
that's, I think, a good... maybe we should talk about the expectations first before...
Well, it has the crisps are in a yellow bag.
A yellow bag. The sauce is a little bit yellow orangey, can I say it like that? So I think that I expect patatje yoppie flavor.
Ooh, the smell is very patatje yoppie indeed.
Mm. Yeah. I like patatje yoppie. The original.
Ooh.
The original crisp flavor. I've never had a patatje yoppie as in fries with patatje yoppie sauce.
Me neither.
Maybe we should try that out. Just
sometime as a reference point.
Yeah, indeed. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
I know Lay's has
patatje yoppie
with patatje yoppie flavor.
Which are good, in my opinion. These are a little different. But these are... They aren't bad, in my opinion.
No. There's a bit of a soury tang, maybe.
Yeah.
More so than the original.
Yeah. Maybe there are some pickles in here or something.
But it's good, and the flavor is a little less overwhelming than the Lay's version is. It's not that, well, not that much patatje yoppie flavor in your face.
It's good.
I like these better because they are a little bit more nuanced.
Yeah, they are... They're actually quite nice.
Yeah.
The crunch is a little meh.
Agree.
But
what you can expect from regular crisps.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I think that I am just... Now, what is maybe interesting to say is that this 2019 is our first full year of podcasting, because we started in August 2018, so this is our first year that we went from January to December now podcasting. Mm-hmm. And this has made me more I've gained
more
a
hungry
a higher standard for crisps. So I'm very, and I think that like a couple of episodes ago, we talked about that the sound of crunch is very important for your,
true, yeah,
For your experience of the crunch. And I think that for me, crunchiness of the crisp is also very important for the overall rating of a crisp. So this,
yeah,
because the crunch is, it's all right. It's as expected, but it's not a
it's
very
not over
good,
the top.
It's not a good crunch. It is an okay crunch.
It's a crunch you can expect.
Yeah.
It's the least, it's a total minimum.
Yeah.
And if it's even less than that, then
this
the crisp is
this
worse.
Is a five.
No, last week we had a very crunchy one.
Yeah.
Seaweed one, and that was very crunchy. No, I think those in crunch were way better.
Yeah. But that also makes me think that I like the crisp from last week way more than I like these ones.
And last week was also a little bit less artificial. This,
yeah.
In a way, this still tastes artificial.
Yeah.
With a lot of flavoring components. But good nonetheless.
Yeah. Quick roundup of this crisp.
Smell a bit soury, patatje joppie, like.
Yeah. Flavor is a little bit the same.
Yeah.
And this crunch is just, the crunch is just a 2.5 out of 5.
Agreed.
No, it's a passing grade.
Agreed.
You would get into,
And what must be said for taste, Taste is very addictive.
Yeah.
Once you start, you need to finish the bag.
Yeah. Very dangerous.
Doesn't want to say that a taste is really good necessarily.
No.
But you want to keep eating.
This is the type of bag that you, type of crisp bag that you, is good to have in your home. For if you have a party and you drink a little bit too much, then the next afternoon you can sit on the couch and watch like silly videos, and then you eat these crisps, and then the fatty contents will help you get over your hangover. You know, you need a little bit of a fatty content to get the hangover.
These gonna help with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, these are gonna help with
that. I see that.
Yeah.
So overall, I give these 3.
You can buy these. I wouldn't serve them on a party, but I would serve them on the after party or the day after the party. Let's say it like that, right? That's probably
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we just slide into the trivia then?
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do it without a bumper. Marijn.
That's okay.
You hit the books again, or the big old fashioned internet.
Yeah, who needs books nowadays?
Yeah. I have always been told that patatje joppie, the sauce, the joppie sauce, is very secret. The special ingredients are very special, and nobody knows exactly what's in there.
It's trademarked.
Yeah, it's
These crisps cannot be called patatje joppie, but patatje kruidige frietsausmaak.
But you called and Skyped with food scientists, top chefs, and all types of food specialists
all over
the world.
Yeah.
And even some that are on Mars and in the space station in orbit around the Earth.
I contacted Gordon Ramsay.
You contacted Gordon Ramsay.
Isaac Toops.
Yeah.
What is in there?
Yeah.
And I found this out because although the recipe is secret.
Yep.
There are some recipes for the sauce circulating on the internet which are very similar to this sauce. So let's take that as a base.
Yeah, keep talking into your microphone, by the way.
Yes,
yeah.
That's no problem. I will try. And in these recipes, the joppie sauce is made out of finally grinding and mixing the different ingredients, which makes this a special sauce, and it's that's mayonnaise, curry, and onions, or onion powder maybe even, together with curry in...
Curry powder then, or...
Curry powder, yeah. In different... Yeah, because there is already the curry condiment in there.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more... yeah, how do you say it? Spicier than the regular mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said this, but this this taste is a little bit like the... Well, not from these, but the Lay's pickles. Oh yeah, as I already said, the Lay's patachiopi is like the...
The pickles.
Yeah. But I already said that, so you can cut it.
No, you can say it again. That's fine.
But we never reviewed the Lay's patachiopi, so maybe now is the... time, well, not now, but no. For our next episode.
Yeah, in 2020.
We can try this out.
Yeah, we should. We'll put it on the agenda, on the calendar.
Well, and then that was the trivia. The Yopi sauce is mayonnaise, curry, mayonnaise, curry, and onions.
Yeah.
And some curry powder.
Yeah. No,
basically.
Yeah. No, shall we put in a bumper now?
Well, maybe one last thing.
Yeah.
Because Yopi sauce, as we call it, it's a very Dutch
thing.
Invention.
Yeah, it is. It is made in Twente, right? Twente is... What is Twente? Twente isn't a province. Twente is a
around,
region, right?
Yes, it's a region around Enschede.
Yeah.
And, Enschede, and, Hengelo.
Almelo.
Almelo.
Right? Almelo as well. We already announced this a little bit ago. We want to share our ideas for this podcast, the Crippled Chris Review, in 2020.
Yeah.
I think that we have now, of course, moved to a new podcast family, audiogeeks.nl,
yes.
And we are very happy there.
Yeah.
We also incorporated more nerdy stuff because of Audio Geeks. That's also a little bit what Audio Geeks does. This
and because we are also
nerdy.
Quite nerdy.
Yeah. I still want to do a special episode about Magic the Gathering. Maybe
we can
in
do
the
that.
Future.
Yeah.
But what I think that we're going to do is, firstly, we're... the last couple of months since October, let's say since October, we've been better in uploading a weekly episode.
Yeah.
And I think we should keep that up.
Yeah, that is... Yeah. We should embrace that habit. We already did, but we should really try to do to have an episode every week.
Yeah.
I think that is going to happen. We've seen the past couple of weeks that we can do that very well.
Yeah, very good. And our episodes are getting longer, but also better in our opinion. And we hope that our listeners agree with that.
And if not, let us know what we can do better.
Yeah, you can always send us an email at podcast@iredcrystal.com or write a review on iTunes or send us comments or... tweets or direct messages on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
But what I think that we have also discussed that we might hit the stage again as stand-up comedians.
That is true.
In 2020. So we might have a little bit of it because it has been a while since we have performed on a live audience.
That is true. That is true. And we had very... Well, we had very good reasons to do that.
Yeah.
Most of them had to do with our health and our physical well-being.
Yeah. But we're trying to do a soft comeback, I think. Let's take it easy.
Yeah, I think because you said things were brewing and tickling.
Yeah,
and
you said it as well.
The same goes for me.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea to get together and see if there are things that we can write comedy about.
Yeah.
Maybe crisp, maybe not.
maybe Brexit, but maybe not. what I do think is that we are not going to do a Fringe this year. 2020 we're not going to the Fringe, in my opinion.
I don't know yet. I would say no, but let's keep this because just before this podcast we discussed this about doing more comedy. I can't say.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
but so, the thing is that if we want to do a Fringe, we should have been talking to venues by now. If we wanted to do a Fringe this year.
Well.
So maybe we're going to be on the Fringe, but then it's like...
Let's do it baby steps.
Yeah, maybe we're going to be there, but for a day or something. We could maybe make that work. But you will see what happens. You will be the first to hear on this podcast.
Yeah, but I think the most important thing is that we are from... short hiatus from comedy, we want to get back into comedy again.
Yeah.
And but most importantly, I think, because we started about the podcast, we want to get better at podcasting.
Yeah, and
enjoy it very much.
We want to do, like we discussed a couple of episodes ago, we maybe want to do something about healthy eating and what the effects of healthy eating could be on disability or just...
Yes.
Not only on what MS... Because there's this special MS diet, we have talked about that, but that's... We looked into that and it's not... It's mostly a vegan diet, right?
And it's very restrictive.
Yeah, but it's not that veganism is restrictive, because I don't want to get all the vegan people on my neck that say like, oh, you can eat beautiful vegan food. And that's correct. You can eat amazing good vegan food. I'm completely on that point. But it's that you cannot use a lot of oil types. You cannot eat. It's quite restrictive in what you can use in the kitchen. Yeah. Next to that, you cannot eat dairy and animal products, and that's all fine and well-being, but we want to look into what is a healthy diet for people with a disability, for people with MS, people with cerebral palsy, maybe even people with other types,
or just a healthy diet,
just a healthy diet in general for everybody. Yeah. What we think that is a healthy diet, but that you still can enjoy yourself and that you don't turn into a psychotic health freak that only eats.
We did something about that in Profits.
Yeah, we
right?
did something about that.
About veganism.
About veganism. And I'm very interested in looking into this. So maybe we're going to do some specials about that, some special episodes. Maybe we're even going to do a special short podcast around. Maybe we're going to do a special podcast for a month about only that, and that we're not talk about crisps, but that's something that we're have to
I
look
believe
out.
I believe somewhere in an earlier episode we also discussed that we could try whiskey, because we are both very avid whiskey drinkers,
and I still want to do a podcast, and maybe that we should make that a video podcast about Magic the Gathering, because you made me a Magic the Gathering player a couple of years ago, and you have been playing for more than 10 years, more than 50?
More than I think I'm around the 20 years now.
You have been playing quite long. I've been playing for 5-6 years now, and it's a very interesting game. It's gotten very popular in 2019.
Yes.
That's also a big thing.
Yeah, because of MTG Arena.
Yeah, and the fact that PewDiePie played MTG Arena on his YouTube channel has helped that a lot, I think.
It's just a good game as well.
It's just a good it's a good game. The card game is good.
After I think 25 years. I think the game already exists for 25 years.
Yeah.
It is still a fresh and innovative game.
Yeah, true,
I think.
True. I'm totally correct. I totally think you're right. No, so we're going to do a couple of special episodes. We're also just going to talk about funny stuff. Our disabilities, life, geeky stuff, crisps, of course, crisps. And we hope, which is very important to note, to tell you, is that this episode is coming out around Christmas. Happy Christmas, by the way, to everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you as well, Marijn.
happy Christmas to you as well, and to everyone.
And best wishes. And best wishes for the new year.
Yeah.
And but the next episode will come out on the 15th of January, 2020. And it's gonna be a
We're going to be off for 2 weeks because of the holidays.
Because of the holidays, we mostly record these podcasts in advance. If you haven't noticed yet. And that's just because that's better for my editing schedule, and Marijn has a very busy schedule with his work, so this is just how we do it. Yeah. And I hope you guys are still informed by us and still like everything, but let's just go on and talk about something else that we are looking forward to, a movie that has come out when this episode is released.
But only recently.
And we haven't seen it yet because we're living in
the past. We're recording in advance.
We're recording in advance. We're, of course, talking about Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, episode 9.
We briefly discussed it last week.
We said briefly. But we only talked about the trailer. Yes. I mentioned that I watched Solo.
Yeah.
Last week as well. And now this week, I want to do a spoiler about Solo. So if you don't want to hear this, then good day to you, my dear listeners. And see you next. See you in 2 weeks on the 15th
of
January.
Or just skip 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Just 30 seconds. I'm just going to say it very quickly.
Say it.
In at the ending of Solo, Dark Maul makes a return.
I think that's a okay.
Everybody knows that who've seen the animated series that ... is still alive.
Yes.
But the thing is that he hasn't made an official return in the cinematic canon because all the animated series have not made canon.
No, but he is the resurrection of that specific character.
Yeah.
Is canon.
But how because, is it canon then?
And well, it's in the... I think we're still going to spoil somehow who this character is.
Yeah.
But he was in the animated series.
Yeah, but the animated series aren't canon.
Aren't canon? I thought they were canon.
No, they aren't.
Okay,
That's the thing. So that's why he's now officially back in the cinematic universe, and that makes it canon. And that's why I think that he will also come back in let's just say it out loud, no spoilers. I think Darth Maul is gonna make a comeback in episode 9.
Really?
I really think that they need,
well, if because, and this we know
now,
Emperor Palpatine or Darth Sidious is returning in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
And, of course, in episode 1, Darth Maul was the apprentice of Darth Sidious.
Yes.
I think it's going to be very important how Palpatine returns. How he could return. I've heard stories about cloning his conscience into a clone, or putting it there somewhere. I don't know, but I think that'll be a very important part in this theory of yours.
No,
He didn't really die in Return of the Jedi,
but
somehow, then possibly, yes, a return of Darth Maul.
Now, let's say it like this. I think Last Jedi is a difficult movie. Let's not talk too much about Last Jedi and about what our opinions, but it's a difficult movie.
Yes.
There's a lot of stigmas around it. I think to make this series whole again, J.J. Abrams is going... Oh, yeah, I called Siri, right? J.J. Abrams has to really, really, really dig deep on the remember berries. He really has to go to the remember moment. And let's be honest, the most awesome Sith character next to Darth Vader that we have ever seen Is Darth Maul
the most awesome one?
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. I guess.
With his face, with the horns, with the double lightsaber.
Well, I also think General Grievous was kind of awesome because he had four arms and four lightsabers.
But was he just
because of that.
Yeah.
And I don't really know if he was a Sith, but... Well, he did have lightsabers, but... Well,
yeah, but he stole those from Jedi, so...
Well...
Yeah.
I don't know enough of this. I should read more about General Grievous and his origin.
I'm disappointed that you haven't read whole of Wikipedia by now, but that's me.
Yeah.
But
I imagine.
Yeah.
No, homework for me.
But what I think is that I believe that in one of the trailers we saw for Rise of Skywalker, that Rey has a double lightsaber, right? She gets a double lightsaber, I think. So why would you have a double lightsaber to beat somebody that has a double lightsaber? To just be like, fuck you, we're going to do double lightsaber battles.
Okay, I want to make a quick remark about this.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi did beat Darth Maul with a single lightsaber.
Yeah, that's true, but that's Obi-Wan Kenobi. But Obi-Wan Kenobi is probably the best Jedi we've ever seen.
I think that would be a very stupid theory if you are calling this saga, which it is, the Skywalker saga, in which we've seen a couple of Jedis, or at least Force users, who were more awesome than Skywalker.
Yeah, but that's true, right? I mean, Yoda is way more awesome.
Kenobi.
Mace Windu.
Count Dooku
is way more awesome. I mean, Darth Maul.
He was awesome.
Maul was
awesome. I was just in high school when the Phantom Menace came out. And I was already, a Star Wars fan.
Yeah,
and I saw Darth Maul with... his face tattoos, his horns, his dark clothing, his dark cloak, his double lightsaber, and the character appealed very much to me. He looked very dark, as the epitome of everything Sith.
I totally agree. I couldn't say it better myself. Now, what I think is that Star Wars, to finish your series that, let's just say that this series has taken 9 episodes, or it's gonna take 9 episodes, because episode 9 hasn't been out yet when we're recording this, that you finish it in a circle. So you finish it where it started with Darth Maul and with Dark Sidious and Palpatine and Sidious and... And then you finish it, and then you kill them off. Now, finally, you make sure that the bastard is really dead, both of them. And then we can start talking about new movies with new characters, without people that are called Skywalker, let's talk a little bit about Mandalorian I've just seen... With Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is super cool, but To be perfectly frank, I just saw episode 6. Episode 6 is, and this isn't a spoiler because this person has talked about this on his own podcast quite often. Episode 6 is the episode that Bill Burr is in The Mandalorian.
Wow. Awesome.
And I don't know if he's going to be there in episodes after this, but this is when he's first on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And to say it frankly... I don't really like The Mandalorian. I like Bill Burr. I like Bill Burr's character in this series. I like all the things they're doing in The Mandalorian. But what I miss is that there is no real story. They're just hopping from one adventure to the next adventure. And there's these two characters. You have Mando the Mandalorian, and you have the Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda doesn't grow. Baby Yoda does not have any character development at all, because he's just a baby that just...
Yeah, but the creatures from Yoda's race age slower.
Yeah, but you cannot make a series with characters that don't have character development. That is just a bad series.
That is true.
Yeah. Well,
and if he was just a baby, then yeah, okay.
The Mandalorian is a little bit the same. He doesn't really have character development. He gets a little bit better. You in episode 6 you hear a lot of about that he had a very rough past, and that he was very violent in his past, and that he murdered a lot of people, yada yada yada. We already knew this from other insinuations. And then he becomes a better guy. But that is, he's not even that good of a guy yet. It's just that, and nothing happens with the old. There isn't anything really that's following them, or some quest that they have to fulfill. He's just hopping into the next adventure, and every episode is just a new adventure. And there's no people coming with him that he's like, he has a new side buddy, there's something new. No, it's just always, every episode just starts with Mando the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda in the spaceship, and then stuff happens in the episode, and it ends again with Mandalorian in the spaceship with Baby Yoda. There's nothing developed in the episode.
Not that interesting, that is.
No. So I'm still gonna watch the episodes, don't get me wrong. I already have the...
Yeah, you Disney already Pluses. Paid for the Disney Plus, so...
Yeah, I can quit whenever I want, because it's a monthly... Okay. But I'm still gonna finish it, and then we'll see, but... I'm not that excited, to be honest.
Well, let's leave it at that. Maybe it gets better.
Maybe it gets better. Marijn, I really want to thank you for podcasting with me in this year of 2019. I wish you all the best. I wish all the listeners the best. Already told you that you should write reviews.
You're talking to the listener now.
They should all do all the things.
Like, share, subscribe, write reviews.
Comments.
Follow us.
Tweet at us.
On Spotify, iTunes, or Apple.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
We really want to thank Audio Geeks again. Go for them to listen to all things.
And wish
geeky.
Them a very good 2020.
Yeah.
And prosperous 2020.
Yeah. Mm. The same from me. And that's it for me.
For me as well. So until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.